If I were Alex Trebek and I gave you a series of names, Jeopardy answer, let's say Vanya and Sonia and Masha, you'd likely buzz quickly and say, in the form of a question, who are characters in a play by Anton Chekhov? You'd be right after a fashion, but I'd have to inform you that you buzzed too quickly. The title is actually Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, and it's not by Chekhov, but by American playwright Christopher Durang. His recent comic hit won Broadway's Tony Award for Best Play in 2013, and the Cincinnati Playhouse is producing it for local audiences. It's been in previews at the Mount Adams Theater this weekend, and it officially opens on Thursday. Its director is a familiar theater friend and face here in town, Michael Evan Haney. Welcome, Michael.
Thanks.
Michael has been staging great productions at the Playhouse and other Cincinnati theaters for years. Last fall, he and his wife, actress Amy Warner, moved to the Twin Cities, but he knows his way back to the Queen City, and we are glad of that. Michael has directed A Christmas Carol for most of its more than two decades on the stage at the Playhouse, and he's bringing his deft touch to this very funny comedy. How about a quick sketch of what the show is about?
It's a family that lives in Pennsylvania in a beautiful farmhouse. And there's a brother and a sister, and then a second sister who's adopted. And it's the adopted sister and the brother who hold down the fort. And they feel a little resentment for their older sister, who has gone away and become a movie star of sorts. And she returns home with her boy toy, Spike, who's about a 25-year-old stud from L.A. and wannabe actor. And the play is what happens when these three siblings get together and all of their old resentments, their old power struggles, who has what over who, come to the surface over this weekend. And ultimately, it's a family play, and it's how it resolves is pretty beautiful. Of they sort of discover what they really did love about each other at one time.
So their names are Vanya and Sonia and Masha.
Yes.
Why do they have these are not American names. Where do those come from?
There's a very funny line in the play about how their parents were very into community theater and they loved Chekhov. And so they named all their children after Chekhov characters. But I want to tell the audience right away, don't be afraid. You can never have even heard of Anton Chekhov and really enjoy this play. As the author says, he took characters and situations and he put them in a blender and sort of turned it on puree, an American blender, not one of those Krupps German blenders, and created the really hilarious comedy, I think.
If you do know Chekhov, though, you will have fun watching this.
Yes.
Because there are numerous references, kind of inside jokes. In fact, the characters they play are at least little pieces of them coming out of that blender are rather like some characters in some of Chekhov's plays.
Absolutely. The setting is even Chekhovian. It's a country house sort of away from everything. And everybody has these problems that are everyday problems, but they're the angst of these characters make them seem larger than life.
And that's one of the inheritances, of course, from Chekhov.
Yes.
Is the angst. All of those tropes that we know from his shows, if we do know them, are there, but through a very funny filter, maybe we should say.
I think so, yeah. And a little bit absurdist. I think Durang has a way of looking at modern society and finding those things in it and making fun of the things that are a little bit crazy.
A lot of people think of Chekhov, if they know of him, as being sort of these morose stories of people bemoaning their fates. But Chekhov called his plays comedies.
Yes.
So I'm wondering if maybe you could talk a little bit about Durang, who has really made his career based on comic plays. I mean, the titles that people perhaps know best dating back from the 70s are Sister Mary Ignatius Explains It All for You and The Marriage of Bet and Boo, which the Playhouse did years ago.
Yeah.
But he has never dabbled in more serious things, and yet he's one of our most highly thought of playwrights, Christopher Durang is.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's one of our unsung heroes of the American theater. And even though he writes these comedies, I always think there is a underlying seriousness about them. And Chekhov called his plays comedies. If they were as funny as Christopher Durang's play, they would be comedies.
Nobody would argue about it, would they?
Chekhov's plays aren't ha-ha funny, but they're funny in the fact that nobody's happy. It's almost as though, come on, just open your eyes, get a life, is what you want to yell at the Chekhov characters sometimes.
It's been interesting. I looked back at some reviews of the Broadway production of this show and that sort of thing, and it's intriguing to see how some people have written about it. One called it a sunny play about gloomy people, and another said it's a black comedy about unhappy siblings, or yet another said a comedy of ill manners. And I think those are all pretty apt descriptions. But the play is also a real love letter to theater.
Yes.
And that theme runs through it. Could you talk a little bit about how that plays into the story?
Yeah, and it's a love letter to theater as only Christopher Durang could write one. Because these three siblings' parents were really into community theater and loved Chekhov, and these children have been steeped in that. And Vanya, we find out during the course of the play, has written a play, and there's a play within a play that we see performed, which is very much like Constantine's play in The Seagull. And then, of course, Masha has gone away and become a movie star, and she has a wonderful speech about her great acting guru and the exercises she would do with him that is pretty hysterical, especially if anybody's ever heard of or studied with Sanford Meisner. And then Spike, her boy toy, is a wannabe actor, and he performs an audition he did for a sequel called Entourage 2, to which he didn't get the part.
But brags about how he almost got the part.
Almost got the part. And I love that Sonia at one point says, well, I hope you almost get another part soon.
but let's talk for a moment. Durang, among other things, in writing this piece, had some very specific actors in mind when he did it. David Hyde Pierce, who many of us know as Niles Crane on the Frasier TV comedy, but also Christine Nielsen and Sigourney Weaver, who's very well known for her movie work. They're all friends, and they've worked together previously. They play the roles of Vanya, Sonia, and Masha.
Yes.
You're staging your own production here in Cincinnati. What did you look for in actors to take on these roles? Did you look for people who were like those three, or did you think more about the roles and what sort of actors you need to play them?
I think because Durang wrote these parts for these people, they're perfectly cast. So, yes, I would say there's a little bit of the same kind of traits in the three actors that are playing those roles at the Playhouse. But it was more the quality of the character. Vanya's sort of the peacemaker. He's the one who sits back and observes and tries to make everything run smoothly. And Sonia's more of the complainer. She wears her heart on her sleeve a little more. And Masha is sort of a force of nature. You can imagine Sigourney Weaver, picture Alien or whatever. But she comes on and just takes over the house. And she pays all the bills, but she's never been present. Like when their parents have been sick and have died, it's Vanya and Sonia who take care of them and not Masha. She doesn't make an appearance. So, yes, I think if you take all three of those actors that Durang wrote for, if you stereotype them, yes, you have to sort of go with those kind of qualities in the actor. But physically, the cast at the Playhouse is very different.
There are a couple of other characters you've mentioned.
Yes.
Spike, the boy toy.
Yeah.
There's also an aspiring young actress who he meets when he's taking a dip in the pond nearby.
Yes.
And then a very funny housekeeper, cleaning woman, who is name is Cassandra, and out of a whole nother theater tradition, she plays a role of the sort of truth speaker, soothsayer, prophesier about things that are going on, which all seem to come true eventually.
Exactly. And she's the housekeeper.
Yes.
And I think that's what really lifts this play into high comedy, is that the peripheral characters are so extreme and so funny, but Durang has a wonderful way of exaggeration without losing the reality of the humanness of the characters.
Mm-hmm.
And even though Cassandra, she is the Greek chorus of the play, it's pretty hysterical what she does, but you buy it, and especially when things start coming true.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I think that people are going to be interested. If they know Durang, they're going to find this a little gentler, softer version of some of the things that he's done.
Yes, I agree.
So that will be fun for people to see. There is a wonderfully funny rant by Vanya in this, which from what I know of Durang, it sounds like it's a bit of yearning for, the middle of the 20th century when Durang and you and I grew up.
Yes.
And many references to cultural phenomenon and a yearning for simpler times.
I definitely think Vanya is Durang's voice.
Yes. Well, if you'd like to hear Durang's voice and several other very funny ones, Christopher Durang's Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, begins its run at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park on Thursday, and you'll find it on stage there until May 23rd. For a link to more information, you can go to WVXU.org. My guest this evening has been director Michael Evan Haney, back in town to stage one of the funniest comedies to come along in years. Thanks for stopping by, Michael.
Thank you, Rick.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.